Okay, we're studying understanding, and understanding is found 62 times in the book of Proverbs, or over 62 times. After examining the use of the King James, use of it in the King James Bible, and studying the Hebrew definitions, I think the biblical definition of this word is the God-given intelligence, skill, or insight to do things that others cannot do. Right. Now, throughout the Bible, the word is used. It isn't just used in the book of Proverbs, but I'm focusing on the book of Proverbs because it's really heavy in the book of Proverbs. There's lots there. But as you think about this, you know, God gave understanding to do very special things, and wisdom, it goes, wisdom and understanding go hand in hand. Sometimes they're used actually in the same verse even. So this is very closely related to wisdom, but it's another word. Now, because there are six different Hebrew words translated understanding in the book of Proverbs, to gain a fuller understanding of the word, we're going to examine three of the most common ones tonight. Okay, back in the 1800s, you know, this is for, I put this in there primarily for Shara, but she's not here, and some of you may not understand it either. Back in the 1800s, a man named James Strong went through the whole Bible in the original languages of Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, and he gave a number for every single word, all right? And those are now called Strong's numbers. And that's why if you look at it, if you get a good quality Bible app or a computer program, you can look on there and they got numbers on them, and those numbers are the Strong's numbers. And they're helpful because they are able then to identify every individual word individually. So that's really helpful. Now, the first word we're going to be looking at here tonight is the number 4, speaking of Hebrew, the Hebrew language 9-5, okay? Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5 is the verse we're going to be looking at to start with. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5. It says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. All right, so this word here is found 34 times in the book of Proverbs, and 23 of those 34 times is translated understanding. All right, the other however number that is, 11 verses, the other 11 times is translated in various other ways, and I'll make a note of this in a little bit. All right, now, the Hebrew lexicons, or the word lexicon is another word for a dictionary. It's an original language dictionary. So the Hebrew lexicons define the word as discern, understand, consider, perceive, observe, to separate mentally, etc. All right, this word's a verb. Okay, so this first one here is a verb. So as you look at that verse there, he says, a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. So this is a man who has understanding. It's a man who is using understanding. All right, so it's a verb. Now, one of my favorite lexicons is called the Hebrew the ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible, and it illustrates things and it gives word pictures and it goes back into the old parts of it. And he said the tent of the Israelis' tent was usually divided into two parts, one for the females and the other for the males. The wall makes a distinction between the two sides. Understanding the ability to discern between the two or more things is the meaning of this word. So he's saying if you had a tent, right, and the tent is divided down the middle, right, you got two sides, and the ability to be able to discern, this is the girl's side, this is the boy's side, that is the idea of this word. It's the ability to understand or discern, to be able to decide, make a distinction between things. And so there's a lot of things in life we need to be able to do that with, to make distinctions, not just between boys and girls, but in a lot of situations in life. Now, the key meaning of the word seems to be to discern. I would say that this word here, if you're really to boil it down, this kind of understanding that we find in verse number 5, this kind of understanding is discerning understanding. To be able to discern, even like discerning the two sides of the tent, or discerning right from wrong, or discerning good from evil, and all those kind of things, that's a discerning understanding. The ability to understand through discernment. Now, how is this word translated other times in Proverbs? Well, we see it in verse number, the same word is in verse number 2, but it's translated perceive. It's the same Hebrew word. It says to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Perceive. All right, so that word perceive is the same word that we find down in verse 5 that is translated understanding. So it's the idea of perceiving, be able to discern, be able to make distinctions. It's helpful. Other ways that it's translated to look us well, to be prudent, to be wise, to direct, to consider diligently, to consider, to regard. Those are other ways in the book of Proverbs that this same word is translated. So when you see that, it gives us an idea from these other ways it's translated, the ideas of the meaning behind this word. And we're going to see the significance of this because the next word we're looking at is the noun form of this verb, so they're almost identical in their meanings. But then the third word we're going to look at is a totally different word and has a different kind of a slant to it. Okay? So now, how can this benefit us? You know, as you know, if you have a Bible program and sometimes you'll even get it. Joe's Bible's got some of the words in there. It doesn't have all of them highlighted, does it? It doesn't have all the numbers in it. Yeah, just the
key ones. Lexicons.
Yeah. Yeah, so his has got some of the strong numbers in it. I've got some other books that have all the strong numbers in it. My Bible program does. Phone app does. You can get a lot of phone apps that will do that. The cool thing about that is that you can turn them on and off, and if you click on that number, you'll get the Hebrew definition for that word, and that helps you, and it gives you a deeper understanding of the way that things are used. Now let's just take a look at some verses here to help us to see this. These aren't all of them. I mean, there's 23 of them in there that are translated understanding, but I chose a few here that were kind of key ones. Chapter 2 and verse number 5 says, Thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. All right, so there's that same word, understand. So thou shalt discern the fear of the Lord, to be able to distinguish what is the fear of the Lord and what is not the fear of the Lord. All right, so there's a distinction there, and that's an important thing. So he says, if you read the whole section there in Proverbs chapter 2, he talks about studying the Word of God, crying out to the Lord, asking Him for insight, and asking Him for be able to grasp all this. And he says, then shalt thou understand, that's the word, then shalt understand the fear of the Lord and shall find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So here he says that we'll understand the fear of the Lord. We'll have that distinction and discernment there that we need. So discernment is the idea of this word. All right, another one here is Proverbs chapter 2 and verse number 9. All right, it says, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. All right, so that word understand there is that word discern again, to be able to discern righteousness and judgment and equity. All right, now, the idea there, of course, what is right? What is wrong? And we're able to discern that if we have this understanding. And then in judgment, to be able to make right judgments. This is what would please God, this would not please God. Or in equity, what is true and what's not. So there's this understanding here is a discerning type of an understanding. Okay, the next one is in chapter 10 and verse number 13. Chapter 10 and verse number 13. Like I said, there's lots of other ones. I just kind of bobbed through them and picked out the ones that I thought would be helpful. So it's right here, 10:13, right here. This is the ones we're going through right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay? All right. In chapter 10 and verse number 13, it says, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. All right, so here it's in there twice. All right, so he says, If in the lips of him that has understanding. So if you have understanding, your mouth will say things that are discerning, and you'll have that wisdom. He says you'll have wisdom. But the rod or discipline is for the back of him that is void of understanding. A person that doesn't have any of that discernment understanding, he can't tell right from wrong. He doesn't understand what's truth and error. He falls for anything. He's a gullible person because he doesn't have this discernment. He says, he's going to get a rod for the back of him that's void of understanding. He's going to get himself in trouble. Okay? Chapter 14, verse number 8. Yes, go ahead.
Understanding. You have understanding, you have wisdom, comes naturally with it in the package.
Well, yes, a lot of times, because a lot of times they're linked up together. Mm-hmm. And as we looked at last week, there's lots of different kinds of wisdom, little slants to the wisdom, but this verse here indicates that would be part and parcel there. Mm-hmm. Okay, chapter 14, verse number 8. 14, verse 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. But the folly of fools is deceit. All right? So again here, the wisdom of the prudent, right, a prudent person is one who's cautious and careful, is to understand his way. So he's the person that's got a discernment. The wisdom that's in this prudent person enables him to discern the right way to go. This is the right way, that's the wrong way to go. And he's able to discern that. So he's able to understand or comprehend that. But the fool, folly of fools is deceit. So he's going to be deceived. He's going to even deceive himself sometimes. Okay? Proverbs 15, verse number 14. Proverbs 15, 14. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All right? So the heart, the internal heart of a man, that our gut feelings of him that has understanding, he's got the discernment, he's got that ability to distinguish between two things that are good or bad, right and wrong, and he says he seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Okay, and just one more, 28 verse 5. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. All right, once again, we got the same word in there twice this time. Evil men do not discern judgment. Evil men just look at it and say, I don't get it. What's so bad about this? I don't see anything bad about that. And they can't make right judgments. All right, but they that seek the Lord, understand all things.
So it says all things, Pastor. What do I mean by all things?
Well, it's
obviously
in the context here.
There's a lot of Christians out there that don't know how to play chess as well as others.
No, well, that's.
But I mean, what is it talking about? Is it just a Christian-based thing? Is it moral things?
In the context of the verse, all right. Keep it in its context. Evil man understand not judgment. All right, so he's dealing with making decisions, making judgments.
Yeah.
And then when he says, but they that seek the Lord understand all, they are being able to understand all these kind of things that are coming up that are judgment-type issues that we've got to make a discernment on. It's not talking about, you know, I understand calculus just because...
So what's it talking about? Judgment of what? Judgment as in judgment of people's rights, people's...
No, the word judgment in the
moral
Bible...
Moral issues?
Yes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
To make judgments... in the scriptures, judgment goes hand in hand with righteousness and, you know, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. To be able to make those kind of judgments, God's the one that sets the rules. So therefore, if God sets the rules, the more we know of God and his character, the more we can understand how he would react,
yeah,
and we would have right judgments. So he says here, the person who has this understanding, and the understanding we're going to see actually comes from God. It's a God-given thing to get understanding. And so if we're getting this understanding from God, we're getting, just like with that wisdom, we're getting God's ability to understand things that we don't grasp. That's why the definition we gave at the very beginning is the God-given intelligence, skill, or insight to do things that others cannot do. So he's saying here that a person, evil man, understands not the judgment. He can't make good judgments. He makes terrible judgments. That's why so many people do so many foolish, silly things, because they don't know the Lord. But they that seek the Lord understand all those things. They're able to make those kind of judgments. They're able to make good choices in life. Okay? And they're able, I mean, I suppose you could push that in the context. I think that's what he's talking about there. But you could push it so they can understand a lot of other things.
Spiritual things.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, God did give Holyab and Bezalel and some of those other guys unusual wisdom and discernment to be able to make right judgments in making, you know, cutting things and forming things and weaving things for the tabernacle. So it can apply to broader base, but that's primarily. All right, so this second verb is H998, and that one is the noun form of the one we just looked at. So as a result, they're going to be very similar. All right, it's found in there 14 times. 12 times is translated understanding. Okay, so chapter 1 again, and verse number 2. Chapter 1 and verse number 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Okay, so here's that word there, to perceive the words of understanding. And so as we said with the first word, you know, it dealt with discerning. Now, if you look up this noun, you'd find there that it means understanding, comprehension, discernment, and righteous actions. Yes, be able to have a clear, discerning, understanding, righteous choice. Okay. So again, the key definition would be discernment of this kind of understanding. This kind of understanding there. So does that have any of those numbers in it like I talked, or just get the Japanese?
Yeah, Japanese.
Okay. Yeah, well, it helps you at least to understand it better. Okay. So other words that are translated. Now, listen here, it baffles me, and I can't figure this one out. I've worked for a long time. As I search for the word, I find it in 14 verses. 12 of them are understanding. And yet I can only find one other one. I can't find the other one. There's a missing one. And I looked, and I couldn't find it. But anyway, there's only 14 of them. I read through all those verses, and I just can't find it. Anyway, the one that's clearly not translated understanding is translated thine own wisdom in Proverbs 23 and verse number 4. 23 and verse number 4. 23:4, he says there, labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. All right, that's the same word, thine own wisdom. This discernment, cease from your own discernment, your own ability to make those choices. We need God's choices, not just ours. So here he's applying it to secular.
With things like this, when we look at, say, the Webster Dictionary and things like that, when they vary greatly, we should always stick to the Hebrew words and the Greek translation. Is that right?
Well, if you want to know what that word means, all right, so just...
People generally go to dictionaries.
Yes, I understand that. And that's why I'm saying, if when you have a Bible like yours, or if you have an app that's got the numbers and you can look up that, you're going to get a more accurate definition. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
You just can't help it but that way. Yeah. And it's the same way with Canna's Japanese Bible. If she wants an accurate understanding of it, she's got to make sure that it's an accurate translation, that it's matching up. It's the same in any language, yeah. You know, because...
Has she got the numbers on
it? No, hers doesn't have the numbers. It's just got English and Japanese.
Okay.
But there may be some Bibles that have the English and the numbers, too. I don't know. Okay, now we're jumping into a different word, and this is interesting. This word here is found 19 times in the Bible. All 19 times is translated understanding. Here, I say in the Bible, it's in Proverbs, not the Bible. All these are just related to Proverbs here tonight. Chapter 2 and verse number 2. Chapter 2 and verse number 2. Proverbs 2:2 is the key verse here. He says, verse number 1 says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. All right, this word understanding. The lexicon definitions of this word means to understand, to have insight, or to be intelligent. All right, so this one leans more to the intelligence and insight. All right, so there is a distinction between us. So the first word we saw was discernment, making right decisions, discerning between right and wrong. Remember the ancient Hebrew one had the tent and divided down the middle, and you could discern this is the girls, this is the boys, and there's the wall between it. Right? And so there's a discernment there. And this word here, though, is more of an insight, more intelligence, how we can grasp something. The ancient Hebrew lexicon, this word says that the skill of the mind and of the and hands to build. Before the tent is constructed, the location and orientation must be carefully considered according to weather, view, and size. The planning and building of the house, structure, and the family. So all these things, he says, this is the idea of being able to have insight, thinking. Well, if I put my tent here, it's just like when you go camping. I remember, you know, we probably all made this mistake before, but when I was a teenager, we went, I was at a Bible camp, and there was, on Thursday night, they took all the boys out in the middle of the woods and let us build a tent. And they just gave us old scrap pieces of canvas and stuff that was old broken down tents and stuff. None of them were put together, none of them were whole tents. And most of those boys were city kids and didn't have a clue. And so they all, we'd break up in groups of about four or five guys, and we'd take a chunk of this stuff and we'd put it together and make our tent. Well, I had done that lots of times, so I knew immediately you don't want a low land, because some of these guys, they found this little hollow and it's all full of leaves, and they said, "Oh, this is good. Let's build our tent there." They put it in there. It poured that night. The hollow was full of water. They're all laying in water the next morning. So this kind of understanding is the ability to see. Say, all right, if I put it here, what's going to happen? And, I remember different times that I've put up a tent with a family, and you put it in the wrong place, and it rains, and then all the water, I didn't think about the water coming down the hill and coming in, and look at, oh, wow, we're right in the middle of the trail, and next thing you know, you've got water pouring through the bottom of the tent. So that idea there is the illustration he gives us there in the ancient Hebrew lexicon to help us. So there's this intelligence and insight. Right? And from these definitions, we can see that it differs from the previous two words. The former deals with distinguishing things, and this one deals with enlightenment. All right, so this idea of understanding is I'm getting more insight, I'm getting more understanding, grasping it. And whereas the other ones were more able to distinguish between two things, the good and the bad, the right and the wrong, the true and the false, and that kind of thing. So there's a distinction there. All right? Now, this word always is translated understanding in Proverbs. One of the key verses we just read there in verse number chapter 2 and verses 2 and 3. I didn't read 3. He goes on there in 3 and he says, "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding." All right, the same word. We found it in verse 2. We find it in verse 3. This understanding. So you're wanting insight. You're saying, "God, I want to know, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live? What do you... Where do you want me to go? What kind of vocation do you want me to have?" And we're seeking the scriptures and we're saying, "God, I want to hear from you. I want to know your mind. I want to know your thoughts." And so the scriptures are there to help us and give us this kind of insightful understanding. Now, again, there's 19 of these things, and I didn't have space to do, nor do we have the time. So I just chose some of the ones that were kind of jumped out. And chapter 2 and verse number 11. Chapter 2 and verse number 11, he says, "Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." All right, so God says, if we have this kind of understanding, this insight, it'll keep us out of trouble. It'll keep us protected because we're going to make right choices. It's going to protect us and help us. The next one is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Proverbs 3 and verse 13. "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that that getteth understanding." All right, so the person who gets understanding, this insight, this intelligence from God, is going to be a happy person because he's going to know the right way to live. He's going to know what God wants, and he'll be able to gauge his life accordingly. All right, the next one talks of, it's in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, of God used it to establish the heavens. This is a cool verse. Verse number 19 of 3. "The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens." All right, by his insight. God, you know, that just boggles my mind when you really think about it. There's so much about the universe we can't grasp. It's so big, it's so vast, it's so huge. Those stars out there are so gigantic that we can't even comprehend it. And yet God, in his insight, looked at all that, knew exactly where to put every one of them, knew exactly how big to make each one of them, knew exactly how to rotate each one of them, knew exactly how to put, how many of them to put in each one of the millions of galaxies that are out there. And God, in his insight, was amazing. So this is all, he says, in God's insight, he established the heavens. I thought that was pretty neat. And then in chapter 11, verse 12 is the next one I chose. Chapter 11, verse 12. It helps us hold our tongue. Look at this one. He that is void of understanding despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. All right, so the person who has insight and says, that's not the thing to do. I need to guard my mouth. I need to keep my lips shut. I'm going to hold my peace. It's not the time to say it. We need that insight. That's the understanding that we need, that insightful understanding that will show us when is the time to talk and when is the time to keep quiet. Okay? So that's a good one. I need that one. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. 14:29 is the next one. 14:29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. So God here says, if we're slow to wrath, we have great insight, understanding, intelligence. We are thinking like God because we're keeping down our wrath. We're not letting it conquer us. We're not letting it control us. We're controlling it. And then one last one, Proverbs 20, verse 5. Or chapter 20, and verse 5. And if you go through and just, you know, if you did a search for any of these words, if you have a Bible program, you can do a search for those. You can find all these verses and just look them all up and study them one at a time. But 20, verse 5, counsel in the heart of man is like a deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. So here's a man with insight and intelligence, and he says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. What would that be talking about? Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water.
Deep meaning?
Strength. Well, probably like a deep well.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you get water out of a deep, deep well?
With a bucket and a rope.
Yeah. A lot of work and a bucket and a rope. All right? All right. So he says here, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. So it's way down deep in the well. You got to, but a man of understanding, a man with insight and intelligence will know how to draw it out. All right. So when we're trying to get counsel from somebody, you know, just picking their brain and asking the right kind of questions. And, you know, sometimes you may be talking to somebody that really knows a lot about a topic that you really need to understand. And if you ask the right questions and you pick at him a little bit and get him this, you know, he may not be the best person to just say, oh, yeah, you need to do it like, but you need to pull it out of him. He's got it in there. He just doesn't, it's just like Joe's a master at playing chess. I mean, I know enough to play chess to keep myself alive, but that's about it.
But I've done counseling, so I know that there's a rotational way of questioning to bring all the questions to a point where,
yep.
You know, you have a lot of insight.
Yep.
Asking questions is very,
yep.
very important.
And so, just like I was starting to illustrate, though, you've got that insight there on how to play that.
Yeah.
But if I just said, well, Joe, tell me how to play chess.
No, you have to study.
Yeah, it's too deep to just pour it out. But if here the man of insight is able to pull it out and said, all right, if I was in this situation.
It's different, isn't it? You have to learn it. But this one, God gives it to you. It just,
well,
is it like, do you have to then ask for it, then study it?
No, I think that, all right, so with God, when God gives us wisdom or understanding, how does he give it to us? In a dream?
No.
No. How does he give it to us? Primarily.
Read the Bible.
Through the Bible.
Yeah.
All right, so it comes through the scriptures.
Yeah.
All right, so most of it's going to come from right here.
Yeah.
All right? So as we spend time in the scriptures and understand God's word, we're going to get more wisdom. We're also going to get more this understanding, both the discerning understanding to be able to distinguish between right and wrong, true and good, false, and the other kind of understanding here with the insight, to have insight in how do I do this and how's the best way to tackle this and how's the best way to establish this thing. And so whether we're dealing with a physical project or whether we're dealing with a spiritual concern or whether we're trying to help a person that's got a problem, we need this insight to be able to discern what's the best way of tackling this. Mm-hmm. And so this word deals with that. Now,
and God gives some more and some less and different.
Well, I think that that's true. At the same time, I don't want to dump it all on God because I don't mean to sacrilegiously, but there's a lot of reason that people don't have wisdom. They don't go into this book.
Yeah.
You can't expect to get God's wisdom if you don't read the book. And you can't expect to get God's understanding unless you read the book.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the main place God gives it to us. He's not going to give it to you through osmosis or through dreams or through something other else. You're going to get it through study and through listening to the preaching and things of that nature. So this is how we get it. So the more we get into this book, the more we're going to get out of this book, and the more we're going to get the insight and understanding to make right choices. Now, there's three other Hebrew words here that are also translated wisdom. I didn't delve into them. I was planning to, ran out of space, and I knew that it would just take me too long. But they're only used one or two times. And the last one here, the H3820, that's a really unusual one because that one, most of the time, it's in the Bible, in Proverbs, I think, 91 times. But it's almost always translated heart. And yet, the one time it's translated understanding, and I'm not really sure why, but it deals with the heart, the inner gut, the sense of the heart down inside, you know, not our pumper heart, but our emotional heart, our feelings down inside. So you can look up these words and dig it out, but
3820,
yeah.
Very widely for the feelings, the will, and even the intellect, likewise for the center of anything.
Yeah, it's the center of our emotions deep down inside. You know, we could call it our heart, we could call it our bowels or our gut, or I got a gut feeling.
Yeah,
it's that thing down inside of us. Okay?
These numbers will be the same as your phone program or your computer.
Yes. Yes, always. These are the Strong's numbers. They never change.
Okay.
And I can just show you on mine for the sake of those that don't know really what I'm talking about. Yeah. See. Alright, I don't know how to turn mine on and off. This, I should have got my phone. My phone has it. These, mine has it in here, but they're hidden, and I can't. You know, my phone actually has them where you can turn them on and off, or you can see them. Well, just want Canada to be able to see what I'm talking about. Okay, so it's got all these numbers, and each one of those numbers, you like touch that one, and it brings up the definition. And so all these numbers that we're looking at here, like if we went to Proverbs chapter 2, Proverbs 2:2, right here. So this word understanding, I just touch on the word understanding, and brings it up. Understanding, intelligence, skill, insight.
That's the Strong's. There are others, and they can be confusing. Some of them vary.
Are you talking about the definitions or the
definitions?
Yeah, the definitions.
The translations.
Well, the definitions can change a little bit, but the numbers don't change. The numbers are always the same. All right. So, you got those numbers in there. You guys are familiar with them.
So. Old Testament,
the G is the New Testament.
Testament.
Yeah.
I know
that
Testament.
Yeah. H is the Old Testament. G is the New Testament.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hebrew and the Greek.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if I'll just show Canada that just so she can see. Oops. If I went to Romans 2:2, I see now here they start with a G in the New Testament because they're Greek words.
Oh. Okay. So that means. In the New Testament, same meaning.
The G stand. The New Testament was written in Greek. Old Testament was written in Hebrew. Right, so the,
oh,
now,
okay.
So this is the New Testament. Romans is New Testament. Mm-hmm. So if you take that word condemnest, all right, touch that, and it brings it up, it says to give judgment against. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it gives the definitions like that. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, any questions? You've all been good participators tonight. That's always encouraging. But take that home with you. Give us some study. And it takes some digging to find those kind of things, but it's helpful. It can be a big blessing to you if you'll take the time to dig in. You'll learn a lot more. You'll get a richer understanding of things.